with regard to. Masechta Pesachim is, of course, as many Masechtas, has its own unique flavor to it. Basically, the Masechta deals with a lot of topics related to Inyani Pesach, of course, the Issur Achilas Chametz, the Issur Bal Yiroa, not to own Chametz, the Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. You have, of course, the Mitzvah of the Leil HaSeder later on, Avi Pesachim, and you have a big chunk of the Masechta dealing with Karban Pesach, which is starting from the Teperek of Tamid Nishchad and on. A lot of inyanim of Shas get mentioned in this Masechta. Of course, inyanim of Aruch Chaim later on with Leil Pesach, inyanim of Kadshim, as we mentioned, of Karban Pesach, inyanim of Taros. Those who began to learn Bikiyas know at the end of the first parak, you have all these dapim of inyanim Taros that comes up. So, really, a lot of interesting inyanim of Shas. Our focus for the beginning of the Masechta will be inyanim relating to the Dikas Chametz, the Isser of Achilas Chametz, or more specifically, Bal Yirad, the Isser not to own Chametz. Before we even begin the first words of the Mishnah, it's important to emphasize that Inyani Pesach set in before Pesach. It's not just the Chag itself. When you get to the 25th, to the 15th rather, of Nisan, the Leil Tesvav, we also have the notion of Lamed Yom Kodem Achag, that's mentioned in the Gemara Daf Dalid, someone who's leaving their house within 30 days. In some way, the halachas are ready achal, in some way, there's a Chovas Bedika that might even take effect then in some regard. So that's the halacha of Sholem B'Dorshin, that we begin to involve ourselves with the study of Hilchos Pesach 30 days before Pesach. But then, of course, you get to the day of Erev Pesach, which has its own unique status in halacha. Yud Dalid Nisan is the Yom HaKrovas Karban Pesach, which, of course, makes it special in that regard. But we also have halachas relating to Inyanei Chametz that set in already on Yud Dalid. We have in Chametz, we know, is Aser Ba'achila. It's also Aser Bahana, according to almost all the Tanaim. There's one Tana, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who holds it's not Aser Bahana, but everyone else holds the Chametz is Aser Bahana. We also have an Isser that we can call Isser Shehiyah, an Isser to have Chametz by you, to keep Chametz. That's what we call Bayira Bayimatzeh. And these in Yanim already set in on Erev Pesach. Midoraisa at a certain point, and that's what we call Chatzos, Ach Bayom Harishon Tashbisu. There's a mitzvah to say as well, not to hold on to Chametz, to destroy Chametz. That's the mitzvah of Tashbisu, as we'll see. And there's halachas that go before Chatzos, and that has to do with Shos Rabbanan. We have the Mishnayos later on in Daf Yud that tell us that there's already a Zman, 1 hour, 2 hours, different Shitas in Tanoim, exactly when the Chova begins. I said Daf Yud, I meant it's actually Daf Yud Aleph on the days. Daf Yud, you have also a mention of that. What we have in our Mishnah is something even before that. Oral Arba Asar, which as the Gemara comes out, Lamaskana, means the night, as we know, the night of Yud Dalid, says a halacha of Bedikas Chametz. Now, I gave you on the Mar Mekomos sheet a bunch of psukim. I would encourage everybody, you're not going to go through the psukim right now, but it's important to set the tone as we learn the next couple of dapim. It will be very helpful for everyone to familiarize yourself with Pashup Shat, the psukim in Chumash. There are psukim in Chumash that talk about the Isser of Achilas Chametz, and there are psukim in Chumash that talk about the Isser of owning Chametz, having Chametz by you, and each pasuk is specifically phrased, which allows for all kinds of drushos. We have a lot of this in Daf Hei, but it comes up earlier, exactly what the Torah says and how the Torah says it. When the Torah speaks about not to eat chametz, how many times does that appear in Chumash? It says it in different ways. In one place, it says in connection to the Kol Machmetzes Lo Sochevu in terms of the Parshas HaChodesh. It mentions it at the end of Parshas Bo. It mentions it in Parshas Ve'eh. Then you have the Isser of having chametz written in different ways, Lo Yira'eh. Twice it says, Lo Yira'eh Lecha. It also says, Lo Yimatzeh in a different pasuk. And it says also, Lo Sishchat al Chametz Dam Zivchi, which is to have Chametz with the time that you shecht in the Karban Pesach. So it's kedai for everyone to get a feeling of where you find these pasukim in Chumash. Take a look at every pasuk, look at least at Rashi on that pasuk, just to get comfortable so that when we get to the specific drushes and so on, it will make things easier to have a perspective on where things are found in Chumash. With that in mind, let's begin the first Mishnah, get right into the Mishnah, the Rashi, hopefully the Tosis together as well. Sakta Mishnah. Or, le'arba'a asar, Botinus Achameitz L'Or HaNer. So the Mishnah establishes for us a mitzvah called Bedikas Chametz. The Mishnah says it's to be done Or La'Arba Asar, which the Gemara is going to come out, L'Maskana, means the night of Yudalid Nisan. The Mishnah is telling us there's a mitzvah Bedikas Chametz, and the Mishnah tells us some specific halachos about how it's done and where you have to check. When we say Botinus Achametz, of course, Bedika is not the mitzvah per se. Bedika is part of a larger mitzvah that we would call Bir Chametz. Like we know later the Gemara discusses Nav Zayin, the Nusach HaBracha, there's a bracha that's said on Bedikas Chametz, and Nusach is Al Bir Chametz. So what the Mishnah is describing here is a mitzvah of Bedika / Bir. The Bedika is done, as the Mishnah tells us, on Leil Yudalid. And obviously a few hours later, by the daytime, at a certain point in the day, you destroy the Chametz. So Bedika and Bir are basically one idea, one concept. And the mitzvah that the Mishnah is describing is a mitzvah, again, of Botkin as a Chametz, which again goes into Bir. And the Mishnah tells us how it's to be done. It's to be done and when it should be done. It should be done L'Or L'Arba Asar. It's to be done L'Or HaNer. That's what you use when you do the Bedika, the inspection for Chametz. And then a further detail says the Mishnah, Kol Malkam She'imach Nisin Bo Chametz Ein Tzarech Bedika. In other words, where do you check for Chametz and where do you not have to check for Chametz? If it's a location that you generally would not bring Chametz during the year into that place, there that place does not need to be inspected for Bedikas Chametz. So these are the various details that the Mishnah tells us. The Mishnah doesn't give us context in terms of where this mitzvah comes from, what kind of a mitzvah is it? Is it Daraisa? Is it Rabbanan? That we're going to have to see more about in the Rashi and the Tosfos. Mishnah just establishes that there is a mitzvah, Botinus HaChametz, when it's to be done, how it's to be done, and where you are to be checking. Working off of that last prat, that last detail, that Kol Makom She'imach Nisan Bo Chametz Ein Tzarech Bedika, the Mishnah questions that by asking, now, apparently, Chazal have told us there's a Mishnah that's going to continue on in another line, and this next line of the Mishnah was an earlier reference. It could be the Mishnayis were originally compiled before Rebbe, and they had these sentences already as they were studying. Either way, the Mishnah is referring to that next sentence that's going to be mentioned in a minute, that there was a halacha that was said that you have to check two rows in a wine cellar. So the Mishnah is questioning, how can it be that they said that you have to check two rows in the wine cellar if you just got finished saying that you don't have to check a place to imach nisim bo chametz? So seemingly, the Mishnah is asking, seemingly, why would there be any need to check the two shuros by Maratev? So the Mishnah responds by saying, because Makam Shemach Nisan Bo Chametz, those base shuros, in fact, fit the criteria of a Makam Shemach Nisan Bo Chametz. Which means to say, in other words, in Achinami, you don't have to check the part of the wine cellar that's not Machnisan Bo Chametz. You only have to check the Shtei Shuros, which now we have a Machok is exactly the types of what those base shuros are. Just an interesting thing to think about, just in terms of this Indian. The Mishnah is asking the question as if to suggest, no, it must mean, what would be the behind the question? That seemingly, if you have to check Shtei Shuros B'Maratev, why would you have to check? It's not a Makom Shemachnisin Bo Chametz. To which the answer is, it is, as Rashi, as the Gemara explains, because of a situation of a waiter who might be going down in the middle of the meal, and he's trying to get more wine because they ran out of wine. So there's a specific, unique situation where you can have the possibility of the bread being left in the marte. No, let's say we would have assumed that you see from the fact that you check in the marteif that you can even check the makam she'emach nisim b'chametz, that also goes into the halacha. If that were true, so why would it only be shtei shuros b'marteif? Why would it only be two rows? In other words, if the Mishnah was asking a question, it was a question on what was stated before. What was stated before is that you only have to check makam she'emach nisim b'chametz. The Mishnah didn't understand why the shtei shuros b'marteif would qualify as makam she'emach nisim b'chametz. And the answer is, no, it does qualify. But let's say it wouldn't qualify. So what would be the conclusion? That you even have to check a makam she'emach nisim. If you have to check a makam she'emach nisim, so why only take shtei shuros? So I think you see from here a very simple point. That is that makam she'emach nisim and einach nisim are not the only two categories. There's a third category. There's makam she'emach nisim b'chametz, which would mean a place that you use over the course of the year, and generally speaking, you could conceivably have had chametz there. Imach nisim b'chametz means that you don't mehechatesa, you know, why would you think you brought chametz here? It's not something that's commonly used for chametz, mehechatesi. The Mishnah is machadesh that for such a place, you don't have to check for chametz. Were we to assume that, you know what, you have to check a makam she'imach nisim b'chametz as well? What that would mean is, even if the place that, no, why would you think you brought chametz? But could it be possible that maybe chametz found its way there? It is possible, so you have to check. And that would have been Shteishuas Bamartef, that we don't really know. Why would you imagine that the bread could have gotten there? Maybe it could have been. But even that would only go as far as the two rows. There's another place that's even less than a Mokam She'emach Nisim. That would be the idea that Bechlal, there's no Sheiches, there's no way in the world that anyone could have imagined. It's not just this middle ground of, no, you know, it doesn't seem likely that Chametz would ever have gone there. It's that it's kemat impossible. So you really have three different levels that you can imagine would exist. There's Mokam She'emach Nisim, there's a Mokam She'emach Nisim, and there's a place that's even beyond that. So that would have been the original premise of the question, that Shteishuas Bamartef, why would you think that Chametz would have gotten there? Elamai, you have to check even Mokam She'emach Nisim, because who knows, maybe. But even the who knows, maybe, would never go beyond the Shteishuas Bamartef, and beyond that, it's not even within the realm of possibility at all. And that's what the Mishnah has to answer, but it's not correct. Because Shteishuas Bamartef actually could qualify as Mokim She'emach Nisim, because we could imagine that, as the Gemara says, the Mistapek, that the Shamish, as Rashi explains, the Mistapek, the Shamish, the waiter, finds his way downstairs to get more wine. The wine supply ran out, and he happens to have bread with him, and then he left it there. What exactly the Shteishuas Bamartef? So the Gemara has a Machokes Tanoim. B'Shamay Omrim Beis Shuras HaPnei Kol HaMartef. The Gemara later has machlokes in each of these pshatim, each of these shitas, what exactly it means. Shteishuas HaPnei Kol HaMartef can mean vertical, or means one vertical, one horizontal, all across. And according to Beis Hillel, it will just mean two rows, meaning obviously you have a few different layers of barrels. So according to Beis Hillel, it's just basically either the two on the top, or one on the top and one on the horizontal plane. That's the sugya later, exactly what Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are referring to. That's the Mishnah. Let's get into more nitty-gritty about this halacha in the Mishnah, about Bedikas Chametz. So, Zok Rashi. The first comment of Rashi has to do with the Girsa. The Girsa says Rashi's Or L'Arba'a Asar Garsinan. What is Rashi trying to do for us? Apparently there was another Girsa that Rashi wants to realize was not correct. Rishonim explained that there was a Girsa, not Or L'Arba'a Asar, but rather le'or arba aser. The lamed, the prefix of the lamed, was before the first word. Le'or arba aser, botinus achametz. So why didn't Rashi accept that girsa? So the Rishonim explained, because we find on Amid Beis, we find, for example, that expression, le'or iburo. There's a braisa that Gemara quotes, Mishnebi, le'or iburo, and we find another lashon like that. That could mean, that means the night after. In other words, Rashi is trying to say that war the girsa le'or arba aser would mean the night of Tezvav, the night after Yudalit, which is not correct. So therefore, Rashi wants to make clear that or le'arba aser is the girsa. Other Rishonim, the first Ran says you could really see le'or arba aser and explain it in two different ways. Sometimes it means the night after, and sometimes it means the night before, and therefore the girsa could have been left alone, but Rashi felt the girsa's got to be, as we have it, or le'arba'a asar. Just push up Shannon Rashi's point. Now we get to an interesting couple of Rashis. Le'or haner, so it says in the Mishnah that how is it to be done, after saying when it's done, how is it to be done, le'or haner, the Gemara mefarish taima. In the Gemara explains the reason. The reason for Or HaNer, I believe the Pshat in Rashi is as follows. One could have thought Rashi meant the Gemara has a Yalfusa. The Gemara has a Yalfusa. How do I know Or HaNer? It's an Asmachta, really. And there are a whole series of chain reaction of psukim. The Gemara says, Lamadnu mitzia mitzia, mitzia mechipos, chipos mechipos, chipos mineros, neros miner. See, that's not what Rashi means here. That's not the reason. That's a makar. That's a minalan. That's a minalan, nasmachta. What Rashi means, and the Gemara has that a couple of times, a few brises that bring that chain language of psukim that associate the inyan of bedikas chametz with ner. What Rashi means is what the Gemara says also later on, that or haner is yafel bedika. In other words, it gets into the nitty gritty, to the crevices, and the churin is stuck in, as the Gemara puts it, and that's the maila. The or haner is coming afuke, as the Gemara says, in avuka. And avuka means like a lantern. So a lantern might have a lot of light, but a lantern doesn't allow you to get into the crevices and the churin is stuck in. So that's what the Gemara says on top of that ches, that you don't use an or hachama, don't use or halavana, don't use an or havuka, use an or haner, b'pnei, she'or haner yafel b'bedika. And then comes the zeicher l'davar. So I think Pashup Shana Rashi here, or haner b'gmam first timer, I would say not zayin amibayz, which is what in the parentheses you have in the Rashi, I would rather be magia, if you will, it's not Rashi anyway, I would magia the top of davches. That's the mipnei she'or haner yafel b'dika. That's the taima that Rashi is referring to, not the source, not the asmachta, but the actual benefit of or haner over the other things. Okay, now b'me amru, oh bodkin. So now Rashi says the following: this halacha b'dikas chametz, what's it based on? What's it based on? What's the point of b'dikas chametz? Why are we doing b'dika and then subsequently the biur? What's the reason for it? Says Rashi, Botkin shelo yavar ala b'bal yirah b'al yimatzei. Rashi quotes for us the Isser Torah, the Isser Doraisa, b'al yirah b'al yimatzei. Again, b'al yirah is one pasuk, b'al yimatzei is another pasuk, but we put them together. L'chora, they're two lavin, possibly distinct, one from the other, possibly overlapping, completely, partially. This is a separate discussion, exactly the relationship between b'al yirah b'al yimatzei. Generally, you put them together. A person who owns chametz by Pesach, and he has the chametz in his house, in his possession, so then he violates the Isser Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. So Rashi is telling us that the purpose of the Bedikas Chametz is in order that the person will not violate the Isser Torah Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. What emerges from Rashi would be that this halacha Bedikas Chametz is a halacha d'oraisa. The Torah would require us to do bedikas chametz, bedika meaning leading to the beor, in order not to be violating bayir bayir matzeh. That seems to be the kavana of Rashi. Now, the idea itself that bedikas chametz could be the oraisa, so it actually is kimat in the Gemara, mefurish in the Gemara, but the very Gemara that we're going to quote could also become a kasha on Rashi, as we'll see in Tosfos. What am I referring to? So the Gemara says in two different places that bedikas chametz, practically speaking, when it's carried out, is only midrabanan. And because it's midrabanan, there are certain kulas that one can find with halachas of bedikas chametz. L'mashal and davdalet amibayz. The Gemara talks about a shaila, whether to know whether the house was in fact baduk, it was inspected for chametz or not. The Gemara says even people typically won't have nemanus to tell you, to be made on something, but here they have nemanus, and the reason is because since midoraisa, says the Gemara, and davdalet amibayz, midoraisa bebitul ba'al mesagilei, hemnuhu rabbanan bidrabbanan. So the chachamim would allow even those who wouldn't otherwise be believed to tell you what they tell you, that it was checked. Since, now why is it only midrabbanan? The Gemara says because midoraisa bebitul ba'al mesagilei. So what do I see in this Gemara? That there's something called bitul. We'll soon see exactly what bitul chametz means. Bitul chametz is something that when you do it, you mevatel the chametz, then you really don't, you've already complied with d'oraisa. But midrabanan, the chacham still wanted you to do bedika. But what you see in the same Gemara is that were I not to do bitul, then there'd be halacha of bedika midoraisa, bedika slash biur. You have no choice but to go ahead and find your chametz and destroy it. But given the fact that midoraisa you can have bitul, the mela bedika becomes drabanan. In the context of bitul, you're only dealing with the din drabanan. But l'maisa, it emerges from the Gemara that in theory at least, there's a halacha of bedikas chametz midoraisa. That's one gemara. Another gemara on daf yud. The gemara says something similar at the top of daf yud in the context of a suffix, if maybe chametz went back in. So the gemara has the same line midoraisa, third line from the top midoraisa bebitul ba'al masagile, because bedikas chametz is only drabana. The Maisa, at the end of the day, we're going to see, hopefully literally too, that Tosis and Rashi have a fundamental disagreement about whether the Bedikas Chametz of our Mishnah is a Doraisa or Drabanan. And Tosis is going to say that the entire institution of our Mishnah is a Din Bedikam Drabanan for a particular reason, a Gezeira Siyag, that person not come to eat Chametz. But all of that is because, as Tosis is going to point out, because you did Bita. If I didn't do Bittul, Tosis is also in agreement that you can have a halacha of bedika midoraisa. And that's Mefurish and Tosis also, two places at least. Tosis and Daf Tesa Mid Aleph, the Dibra Maschil Kedei, the first one. Tosis makes clear in that Tosis that if you have a case without Bittul, Havivadi doraisa. That's one place. Tosis and Daf Tesa Mid Beis, Dibra Maschil Hainu. Tosis says again, Mil Yeshloma the Iri Kigon Shilo Bitel. Mefurish and Tosus, that again, even after we're going to read our Tosus today, that Tosus says our Mishnah's halacha bedika is a din drabanan. Tosus is in full agreement that were I not to do Bitel, there'd be halacha of bedika midoraisa. The only thing is, the question now still is going to come back on Rashi. In other words, L'maisa, Rashi seems to say that the point of this bedika is lo yava bal yeroa bal yimatze, which sounds like this is a din doraisa. And the question is that always the case? Bishlam, if there was no bittul, then we have a basis to say there's a halacha of bittul midoraisa, a bedika midoraisa. But if there's a case of bittul and the Torah would allow for bittul enough to take away the problem bal yeroa bal yimatze, and the halacha is that a person should generally do bittul, so then why would there be a need for the bedika midoraisa at this point? Now, it's interesting as well, there is another possible makar for bedika. What would be the makar for bedika midoraisa? What would be the makar for the source for it? So you would argue, because the Torah says bal yeroa bal yimatze, the Torah says tashbisu, so that means that what you have to do is you have to find your chametz and destroy it. Also, and that's how Bal Yeroi dictates that you have to do bedika and bir. That same chain of lishonos in the Gemara, Dav Zayin on the days about Or HaNer, so it actually begins with lamadnu mitzia mimitzia. It starts off by lo yimatze, and then we get to another pasuk yimatze by Binyamin, by yimatze hagavia, when they found the goblet in Binyamin's sack. And then the Gemara continues, mitzia michipus, chipus michipus, and a whole chain of lishonos that take us to Or HaNer. The Gemara, the Braisa there, says it's a zecher ledavar. It's not a raya, it's only a zecher ledavar. So Rashi comments, why is it a zecher ledavar? Why isn't it a real bona fide drasha? So Rashi says over there, zecher ledavar, because it's divrei Torah midivrei Kabbalah ninu. Because we're trying to learn out halacha of the Torah from divrei Kabbalah, from Nach. And that therefore doesn't qualify as a doraisa, because you can't learn divrei Torah midivrei Kabbalah. Now, if you look carefully at the lishonos of this chain of words, which psukim are from Kabbalah? The first link is not from Kabbalah. The first link is chip is mitzia mimitzia, mitzia michipus. Now that means lo yimatze by chametz, and it says vayimatze hagavia in parshas miketz. Mitzia mechipus, chipus is also there, vayichapes is in miketz. So here you have already divrei Torah midivrei Torah. Now, when you go after that, the chipus mineros, so that already is taking us to psukim in Navi. So it comes out that if you look carefully at the fine print of Dazayin Amadeus, you actually get the impression that there actually could be a basis in the very drasha of mitzia, mitzia, mitzia mechipus to mimachayivas in bedika midoraisa, because that's not midibri Kabbalah. It's interesting, but Rashi didn't say that. Rashi says, Shul Yavar Bibal Yira Bal Yimatse. So I would simply say, Enochinami, you can find it over there, but you don't need to go over there. If the Torah says, Bal Yira Bal Yimatse, so obviously the Torah wants you to find your chametz and to destroy it. So Enochinami, you also can get it from the Mitzia Mechipus. But meanwhile, you don't need to do it. You have the straightforward Bal Yira Bal Yimatse. That's in terms of the sense that you get from Rashi, that there is a halacha bedika midoraisa, shaliyab bayi bayi matzin. But here, we still have a problem in Rashi. We're speaking out a little bit from Tosus now. What's the obvious problem? Fundamentally, there can be halacha a bedika slash biur midoraisa. But when is that? That's if you didn't do this method called bitul chametz. Bitul chametz, without bitul chametz, the halacha would be midoraisa that you mekhuyev to search out chametz and destroy chametz in your possession. But in as much as the fact that bitul is possible, it's not so hard to do. You can just be mevatel the chametz, and however it works, but lemaisa, a person does bitul, they will no longer be in violation by your bayimat. Say the chametz can be mamish in their possession. And the pashtus is, we see in the Ran, even chametz yodua, even if you know where it is, you can be mevatel it and it works. So you have chametz sitting in your house. You're mevatel the chametz. You think or you say it's ka'afa da'ara. And memela, you're no longer in violation by bayimatzi. However that works. So nistama, the Mishnah, by saying this halacha, could be discussing whatever case, whether there was bitu or there was not bitu. Rashi doesn't make any distinctions. Rashi just says pshat in the Mishnah. Shaliyah by my matzah. What do you mean? In a case where there was no bittul, then Rashi's perfect. But in the case where there was bittul, so then why would Rashi say that there's a problem by my matzah and there's a din bedika midaraisa? If you have bittul, then midaraisa, you're not violating by your matzah. Tosus takes it a step further when he asks the kasha and he quotes the Gemara Davav that says mefurish habodek sarich shevatel that lemaisa. The halacha is that when a person does bedika, they also, as we know our own practice, we do bitul at the same time. So lemaisa, a person who's doing bedika is also doing bitul. If they're doing bitul, then lemaisa, the bedika is not midaraisa. So that becomes the question that's focused on Rashi. Because of this question, Tosus is going to go in a different direction and assume that the Mishnah's halacha, bedikas chametz, is a special din to Rabbanan. But Pshat and Rashi has to be understood. Rashi seems to say, Pashtus, Rashi's not discussing without bittul. Rashi is discussing whatever the case might be. And the halacha does say that a person should do bittul. And yet Rashi still says, so how could Rashi say that? So let's at least take a little bit of a lamdisha perspective to answer for Rashi. We'll be able to develop this more when we get to the Ran, especially, and other Rishonim. But I'd like to at least present something to think about for Rashi. We haven't read the Tosus yet, but just to understand Pshat and Rashi. We could always tweak this as we go along, but just to have a little bit of a mahalach. Anyone have a question so far before I go on? Before anyone want to say something? If you want to put in a chat, I can try to look and every so often and see if there's something I can respond to. But if not, we'll keep going. Okay, so... Yeah, please.
I was just wondering, why does Rashi have to? Why do we assume that Rashi holds not bidika? I mean, not when there's
Rashi. So you could, one way to think about it is Rashi is talking without bittul. You could say that there are those who want to go that route. It could be there's a mashmos, maybe even in the Ran that way, that Rashi is talking without bittul. The Gemara says abodik tzarach shivatel. No, so the Ran is going to say later on in the piece, the long Ran on Dapei Harif, that halacha was a later takan of Rav Yehuda. The Gemara quotes it in Davav, habodik tzarach shivatel, bismana mishnah that wasn't true. If bismana mishnah it wasn't true that a person who's bodik is mevatel, so Rashi is free to say that our mishnah is discussing a case of bedika without bittul. Because there was no bittul, and then, as we said, then the Gemara is perfect because we had all those. The Mishnah is perfect. The Gemara itself indicated that the reason why bedika is drabanan is because bidoraisa you can have bittul. If you don't have bittul, so then you have a din bedika midoraisa. So Rashi is simply inserting himself in a context of a person who didn't do bittul. That could be one possibility. But it's not pashut that Rashi necessarily has to be going with that line of the Ran that assumes that Habodik Tzor Shivata was a later takana. I mean, Tosus certainly didn't assume that way. Tosus, in asking the Kasha, is assuming that the halacha was clear bismana mishnah, that a person was going to do bitul at the time of the bidika. And Lamaisa, even if there was no takana of bitul, but the fact is a person could easily do bitul. It's not a hard thing to do. So we still need to say pshat and Rashi. Like, Rashi doesn't say anything about bitul. So why, I mean, to make an ukimta and Rashi, there was no bitul. I mean, Rashi doesn't discuss it. For all we know, there was bitul. And Rashi just said, shelo yaver b'yiroa. So how do we understand that? If, for all we know, the person did bitul, how can Rashi be talking about bedika not to violate b'yiroa? For that, I want to suggest the following mahalach. And I think it's very, very mistaber to say such a mahalach in Rashi. And this goes to the heart of what it means when the Gemara says, we quoted the two Gemaras, let's say Davdalad and Mabez. The Gemara says that Bidika is Drabbanan. The Gemara says, because Midoraisa Bibitu Ba'alma Sagile. Okay, Midoraisa Bitu suffices that you don't violate by Yeruah. But Midrabbanan, you need Bidika. Midrabbanan, it's not enough to rely on bitul. So now the question, obviously, is why? Why, if midoraisa, you can get around by yiroi, by yimatze, with bitul? So why did the chachamim require bedika? So Tosis is going to go in his direction, and we'll get to that Tosis. However, there are a number of svaris that are mentioned by Rishonim. In the Ran himself, it's mentioned. There's another Svara in Benul Peretz, and also in Mimi Lonil, another Svara. And all of those three Svaras, the one in the Ran, the one in Benul Peretz, and the one in Mimi Lonil, have something in common. What they have in common is that the bitul may have a flaw in it. We don't trust the bitul. There may be something wrong in relying on bitul. Basically, what could be the problem with bitul? So here again, these are variations of the same basic approach. In the Ran, you'll find that bitul is very much a function of what a person's thinking in their heart. The Ran explains very much, bitul is really believed, and the person has to really feel and think that what they're doing is making the achametz and considering like it's not theirs, like it's afar. We'll see the gedder hadvarim in the Ran. We'll have to discuss exactly what that means. The Ran says it's a little bit like a hefker type of thing, but it's a mahalach of bitul. It's not. It's a mahalach of tashbisu, the Ran is going to say. So basically, it's about what you're thinking. Person's thoughts are not always so concrete. The person could think something, but it's not really so definitive. It's a little fuzzy. We don't really know whether this bitu was belev shalem. The bitu might have been deficient. And if the bitu didn't accomplish what it's supposed to accomplish, then you're back to the problem of Yeroa. If the bitu wasn't done properly, if you didn't really think it belev shalem, so therefore, maybe we can rely on bitu. That's what the Ran says. In the Tosas of Benul Peretz says, why can't you rely on bitul? He says, because you may forget. Who says you remember to do bitul? You're supposed to do bitul. The Chacham are not so sure that you're going to do it. So who says it'll end up happening? So the Chacham didn't want to rely on the bitul. The bitul may not end up happening. The Rimi Lunil, and this is also mentioned in the Bar Tanura on the Mishnah, but it's in the Rimi Lunil, one of the Rishonim. He says the following reason why the Chacham didn't want to rely on bitul. He says, because what would happen if on Pesach, the Gemara says this in a different context, later on you end up stumbling, discovering a nice piece of chametz, a very attractive piece of chametz, and then when you see it, you're going to renege on your bitul. Wow, you feel like you have charata on the bitul, and apparently that's also enough to nix the bitul. And interesting, you know, if you mevatel it, but if you're chozer on the bitul, so then the bitul gets unraveled. Interesting. You have to know what the idea, what that means exactly. Is it a kind of a, we have to know what bitul is to begin with. What exactly does that mean to the extent that now you're not holding by the bitul anymore. Now you have different thoughts. You regretted your bitul. So the bitul basically gets removed. So what do I have here in these various svaras of the Rishonim is that the Chachamim step in and say that it's true midoraisa bitul is enough, but we can't trust it. We can't trust that mechanism of bittul. Maybe because it won't be b'lev shalem, maybe because you'll forget to do it, maybe because you'll do it, but then something will happen and then you'll end up changing your mind and the bittul gets reversed. So l'maisa v'chachamim said that we're back to square one, in effect. Midrabanan, the Chacham said that we need you to do bedika, but basically what the Chacham is saying is don't rely on the method of bittul. So Rashi is beautiful. Rashi has every reason and every right to say, pshat in the Mishnah, that you are doing bedika shelo yaver b'yir rabbi matze. Right? You are doing bedika. How is it ever a bittul if you can just make it at a moment's notice? Has it a real bittul if you can renege it? Because we have to know what that means. L'maisa, you have to be staying with your bittul. That's what you see. The Tosis Yontif assumes it's like a halacha called Asi Dibur Mevatel Dibur. The Gemara has this idea, or Asi Machshava Mevatel Machshava. I don't know if you have to say it quite that way. We have to know more about what bittul is to understand why, if your chozer on the bittul, it no longer has an effect. We don't really know much about bittul yet, but that's what the Rimi Lunil and the Bartanuris say. But now, as far as Pshat and Rashi is concerned, the point of Rashi is beautiful, because what we have in the Chachamim's halacha is, in effect, do not rely on the bittul. So it comes out like this. The Chacham are saying that halacha that the Torah would want you to do bedika and biur, to be in compliance with b'yei ra b'yei matze, it's true that you have another method called bittul, which would also suffice, but the Chacham step in and they say, but we don't want you to choose that. We want you to do the bedika and biur because we're afraid that the other method may not work out for you. You'll forget to do it. You'll do it not b'lev shalem. You'll be chozer on it. So l'maisa, the Chachamim are ultimately saying, do bedika or biur. For what reason? At the end of the day, what's the underlying basis for the din of the Mishnah? Even if you did bittul, what's the underlying basis for the din of the Mishnah? Rashi's beautiful. The reason is the same halacha of the Raisa. In a chinami, when you did a proper bittul, that bedika will maisa only be bedrabanan. In the situation where the bittul was done properly, the halacha of bedika, as the Gemara says, is only drabanan, in a chinami. But that halacha of drabanan was that they wanted you to do the deoraisa of bedika and not rely on the deoraisa of bittul. So Rashi simply says, bayir bayir matse. I'll ask me, but you're anyway mekayim the deoraisa anyway. Good, I'll give you an answer, but the chachamim were afraid you might not do it right. But that's not relevant for Rashi. Rashi doesn't have to go into those details. Fundamentally, Rashi has a right to explain the Mishnah as he does. Because what Rashi is doing is saying that the Chachamim, even if it is the Chachamim, but ultimately the Bedika, the Mishnah, ultimately becomes a way of doing the Torah's Tashbisu on the way the Chachamim want you to do it, and not the way that you could have opted to do it in an alternate way. You could have done it with bittul, but the Chachamim were afraid for various reasons why that's not going to work for you. The Chachamim therefore are dictating, do the method to get away from b'yei ra b'yei matze, do the method called bedika and biur, not bittul. So l'maisa, the Rashi can say what he says without having a problem with the Gemara. In a chinami, the din might be drabanan in many cases, but the drabanan itself is a way of saying that this is what we want you to do to fulfill the deoraisa. So therefore, Rashi is perfect in that regard. Again, we'll have to see more about this when we see Tosis asking on Rashi, but this could be a way to think about Rashi without having to say, well, Rashi is going without the takana of bittul, if he didn't do bittul. He could have done bittul. But the words of Rashi are still clarifying pshat in the Mishnah, because the din drabanan is a way of saying it's not enough to rely on bittul. It's not a new din. When we see Tosis, we're going to see a different perspective. The way you see Tosis, we're going to understand that what we have here is as follows. A new halacha, a new mitzvah, a new gzeira, the chachamim, are worried that you're going to come to eat the chametz. And that's a terrible aveira. You're going to eat chametz on Pesach. The chachamim want you to do something to make sure you won't eat chametz on Pesach. According to Rashi, what you have to do is do something proactively to avoid Bayirai Matzei. You could have done Vito to avoid Bayirai Matzei. The Chum said, I want you to do something else that the Torah would have also accepted as a valid method, but we want you to choose that method. And that is to do Bidika Biur to avoid the subsequent violation of Bayirai Matzei. L'maisa, the Bayirai Matzei is an Aveira that's Chal, of course, on Pesach. According to possibly a Rashi Dav Dalid, depending how you read the Rashi, and also Rashi Chavtes and Bava Kama, it's mashma that there's a bayir bayim matzei even on Erev Pesach. We mentioned before that certain dinim that are chal Erev Pesach, so you have to know how that could be, because the Maisa, it says bayir bayim matzei, pashtis is going on the Shivas Yamim. But either way, what you're doing now is proactive to see to it that you're not going to violate in its time the bayir bayim matzei. You do bediko biur, and the chachamim might be telling you to do it rather than doing and relying on the bitul. Okay, let's finish the Rashi and get to the Tosis. Questions? Anyone want to clarify? Questions?
Rabbi?
Yes.
So the way Rabbi explains it, we would still hold, so we can hold that Rashi holds that the Bedika is their Abanan, but it's just preventing Yisurei being over Yisurei Dora.
Right. In other words, so in a Chinami, when you did a perfect Bittul, it's going to come out that this you're doing in Bedika is Drabanan, but the Drabanan is speaking to the issue that the Torah would have been speaking about had you not done Bittul. And what the Chum are saying, in effect, is don't rely on the Bittul. So what they're really doing is, on a Drabanan level, patterning this halacha of Bedika's Chametz on what would have been Doraisa. So and again, to the extent that you didn't do the bito, it's mamish going to save you d'oraisa. To the extent that you did a proper bito, it's a chachamim wanting you to do the kiyum of tashbisu in the other method that would work with d'oraisa. So the extra discussion that we might have about, wait a second, but l'maisa, you might have done a proper bito, that's extraneous. That doesn't have to be spoken out by Rashi. That, oh yeah, but l'maisa, you did a proper bito, so now it's only drabanan. Rashi is telling you the basic approach. What you have here is a halacha. The bedikas chametz that you're doing, even if it's only drabanan that you're doing it, on the level drabanan, but it's basically directing itself to the same goal, to the same purpose as a bedika bedoraisa without bitul. It's basically saying, midoraisa bebitul ba'almasagi, midrabanan bebitul ba'almalosagi. It's not midrabanan as a new halacha. It's like the way you read the Gemara is, midoraisa bebitul ba'almasagi, midrabanan bebitul ba'almalosagi, which means midrabanan, you need to do what to escape Bayir Matzei? Call it Bayir Midrabanan if you want, because Midraisa, you could have escaped it. But it's basically the same halacha, just on the Chomer HaMitzvah, it might be Drabanan. So if someone's going to ask you, was it checked or not, and you're going to rely on someone who otherwise wouldn't be accepted, the Chachanim can accept such an Avis, because L'maisa, the level of the halacha of Bedika would be Drabanan. But the ultimate purpose is the same agenda as the din d'oraisa. The Chacham said, don't rely on bittul, do it anyway, do the d'oraisa on this level. So the ramifications for the Gemara are clear, that the issue is an issue relating to a drabban, a suffix drabban, baduk or not baduk, but the pshat of the Mishnah is still shelo yavar b'bayir b'imatz. I hope it's clear to everybody. Okay. Rashi finished the Rashi, but Me Amru Kaman B'Masnisin. Rashi learns Me Amru is going on what it says afterwards. Shtei Shuros Shochavios, two rows of barrels, Hasturos B'Martiv Shoyayin, that are laid out in the wine cellar. Tzarech Livdok Beineim, you have to check between them for Chametz. Ach Veshamarnu Komakr Shemaklis B'Chametz, Tzarech Livdok. Now that we said that, Lama Hutzvichu L'Botkan, why are requiring you to check by those three shuros, Mifareish, and says the Mishnah, and explaining it, Lo Amru Ella B'Martiv Shemachnisim Bo Chametz. We're discussing such a wine cellar that could have had chametz brought in, Kigon Martiv Shemistapik Mimenu Yanu L'Shulchanu. It's a type of wine cellar that when you need to bring wine for your meal, when you run out of wine, you go there. That's the Martiv. It's not just storage for whatever to sell. It's specifically there to be available to supplement wine for the meals. Upa'amim shashamash omed limzog yayin upito biyado. The shamash is about to dilute some wine. He has bread. Kshayayin kola. Oh, there's no more wine in the bottle. So what's he going to do? He has to pour for this person wine, and he's out of wine. So what does he do with his bread in his hands? He goes down to the wine cellar. Nichnas l'mativ l'aviyayim. Shtei shuras apneko amartiv b'gmar mefarish mayhi. What that means. And shtei shuras achitzonos. Again, mefarish b'gmar. Okay, zoktosis. Or l'arba asa botin es achamit pirish hakuntris. So Rashi said, pshat n'mishnah, shulo lavar ola v'bayir b'ayimatzeh. This is what Rashi said, pshat in the Mishnah, why you do bedikas chametz. The kasha l'ri. The Tosas asked the question, kevan d'tzarech bitul, kedama b'gemara bod tzarech shivatel. Since bitul is necessary, as the Gemara says in Davav, that if you do bedika, you also need bitul. What is bitul? So again, Tosas shita and Davdam and base bitul is like hefker. If you do bitul, then it comes out, it's not yours anymore. And the Torah says, well, so if it's not l'cha, it's shel hefker, it's no longer, so it's basically a way around the issue of bayirah, because it's not l'cha, that's Tosis. And others learn, many of the Rishonim, and the Ran, and Rashi, and Ramban, we'll see more details, that it's a form of tashbisu. It's a way of fulfilling tashbisu that can be done in this method called bitu by declaring or thinking that the chametz is not considered to be yours or not to be ochel, different ways to formulate exactly what the bitu is doing. But either way, the Gemara says that you need bitu. Habodik tzarech shivatel. And we know midoraisa bebito ba'al masagi, that's the Gemara's that we quoted. And therefore, amayit zvichu chachamim bedika klal. So Tosis is asking, so why would there be a need for the chachamim, the whole halacha is drabbanan, why would there be a need for a bedika? Should we have bayrayim matzei? I mean, it's clear that bayrayim matzei is already salvaged through bito, which you have to do, and it does the trick. So why the need for a bedika? Why you say, should we have bayrayim matzei? So Tosus says the following. So this is where Tosus parts ways from what we developed in Rashi. V'nira l'ri. The afal gav, the sagi bebito be'alma. It's true that bito works by itself. But hechmiru chachamim livdok chametz levaro. Again, we say bedika. Again, bedika means bedika with the whole process. Bedika with beer. The chachamim were stringent, requiring that chametz be looked, searched for, and destroyed. Shelo yavo le'achlo. The Tosis presents a new way to read our Mishnah, that the requirement of bedikas chametz is not connected to the isser of owning chametz, about yiroya, as Rashi says. That would be taken care of with bitul, which everyone is doing anyway. But it's a new halacha. The chachamim require bedika and biur as a siyag, that it chas v'shalom not lead a person will eat chametz on Pesach. That is the basis for our Mishnah. Comes out. This that you have to do bediko if you didn't do bitul, that we saw Tosis and Daftes, Tosis agrees that that's a din d'oraisa. But that's not our Mishnah. There's no Mishnah that speaks to halacha bedikas chametz not to violate bayirah. There's no Mishnah. According to Tosis, the Mishnah is starting already from a premise that there's bitul, and there's a halacha midrabanan, a mitzvah, bedikas chametz. Why did Acham make a halacha bedikas chametz, bedika biur chametz, shelo yavo le'achlo? Notice, the problem by Matzei is completely resolved because of bitul. And habodik tzarech shivatel. The chachamim want bedikas chametz because of a gzeira, shema yavo le'achlo. And that's entire Mishnah is basically giving us the details of this mitzvah drabanan called bedikas chametz. Where do we find evidence that this is in fact part of what the bedikas chametz is about? It's shelo yavo le'achlo. V'chein mashma l'kamon. D'boi Rava. Rava has a shayla daf yudam adeis. Kikar b'shmei kora. If you have a piece of chametz, a loaf, a bread, that's all the way up in the top beam of the house, so do you have to go track it down and destroy it? So Tosis doesn't present the first side of the Shaila. On the one hand, the Gemara says, maybe not. Do you have to go take a ladder? Rava asked. You have to take a ladder and climb up and grab that kikar? Do we say, it's not going to come down by itself, so leave it there. You know, what do you have to deal with it? You did bitul. So you don't have to go find it and bring it. You don't have to go take it down at all. Oh, Dilma, no, maybe what, says the Gemara, maybe it will come down, it will fall down at some point, and what will be? So Charetosis is seeing in that Gemara that the issue of Bedikas Chametz, Bedika and Bir Chametz, relates to the question of whether the Chacham are concerned, and when they're concerned that you're going to come to eat it. So the Shaila is over there, are we worried that it's going to fall down from such a high place and you're going to come to eat it? But apparently that's the whole halacha of Bedikas Chametz. That's Tosis Raya. So you have to know, of course, how Rashi would deal with this Raya of Tosis. Right? Exactly what would Rashi say? You see here, the Gemara is discussing the possibility of the chashash of Shema Yavul Achlo. So it could be Rashi agrees that there's such an issue. It's not what the Bedikas Chametz is all about. It's a separate Shaila in the Gemara. There's something else in that case. This is Reno Peretz points out. There, you mamish know the chametz is here. It's chametz yadua. You know it's over there. Maybe over there, Rashi agrees that there's a halacha. Maybe shema yavel achlo. But don't tell me that every bedikas chametz is based on that, because bedikas chametz is coming to check for what chametz? Chametz that you know or that you don't know about. You don't know if this chametz and where it is. So Rashi doesn't have to see in that Gemara Araya that the halacha of our Mishnah, Bedikas Chametz, is specifically because Chacham were worried that you might find Chametz and you might come to eat it. Who says Chacham made such a halacha? The Chachamim's halacha has to do with that the bita wasn't good enough, as we said, or whatever else the reason could be, but it has to do with Bayira Bayimatse. But who says a Chachamim have a concern that you might have Chametz and you might come to eat it? Who says that was the basis for Bedikas Chametz? That Gemara specifically has to do with the case where you mamish have Chametz there. So maybe that would be a Shaila, that maybe you have to take it down. So that's what Tosis. But Tosis thought that that Gemara is a Raya, that the entire enterprise of Bedikas Chametz is predicated on what? On this Chashash that a person might come to eat Chametz. This is Tosis Shita. Okay, but now Tosis has to explain why we have such a halacha specifically here and not by other situations of inyanim that are usur, b'achila, or maybe b'hana. We'll see more specifically the issues Tosis brings in. And why don't we find over there something similar to what we find over here, halacha of biur, halacha of bedika. So Tosis says as follows, within his own shita, that the hatam. Anyone have a question before I proceed in Tosis? Any questions so far? So Tosis is disagreeing with Rashi. He has seemingly a raya from Daf Yud, which may not be compelling raya for Rashi, but this was Tosis' raya, that the point of Bedikas Chametz is to prevent a person from Chas V'Shalom eating Chametz. Questions?
Why doesn't Tosfos quote the whole Gemara? Is it only from that one line that he proves?
Because he wants to hear the words Asi L'Meichle. What he wanted really is so you see that there's a halacha of searching for chametz and destroying chametz out of a fear that you might eat it. That's what Tosis saw in that Gemara. Now you have to know, let's already speak it out. L'maisa, according to Rashi, one can ask a different question. Why not consider the possibility of having to get that chametz, according to Rashi, for what reason? For Rashi's reason. What did Rashi say in our Gemara, in our Mishnah? Why do you do bedikas chametz and bir chametz? Because not to be violating by Rai Matse. So what we can plug in that question, that reasoning to that Gemara. So what the Gemara only discusses, do you have to take it with a ladder down because it might fall down? Or can you assume it's not going to fall and you can leave it where it is? How can you leave it where it is? After all, according to Rashi, you need to do Bidiko Bior, not to violate Bayeroi Bayimatse. So why doesn't Gemara consider that possibility? Gemara only discusses the issue from the perspective of eating it. So we said, maybe Rashi holds that's also an issue that if you have to know, if you have chametz that you know about, maybe there's also chachamim are worried that you might eat it. Good. But that doesn't justify the notion of Bidikas chametz to search out chametz because you might find chametz and you might come to eat it. That Rashi holds is not part of the halacha bedikas chametz. But if you know this chametz there, so then maybe Rashi agrees that there might be a possibility that you have to get rid of it because you might eat it. Fine. But what happened to the other svar? The Rashi uses an amishnah that you might violate by your bayin matzeh. If there is chametz b'shmei korah, so then you should possibly have to take it down because of the fact that you otherwise violate by your bayin matzeh. So, and Rashi says they don't rely on Bittul, right? Chacham don't want you to rely on Bittul, right? So L'chor, what happened to the Pasuk B'Bayir B'Bayim Matzeh? So there is an interesting line I found brought in the Or Zeruah, one of the Rishonim, the Bali Tosfos, has a Perush, he brings from someone, the other Rishonim, of Shmuel, I forget his name, on a famous piyut of Rav Yosef Tov Elim, which the Rishonim all quote, was the early Rishonim. Rav Yosef Tov Elim wrote a long piyut, Okei Haruchos, which goes through Hilchos Pesach. So they're mefarish, that piyut. So in that piyut, they have halachis of Masechta Pesachim, starting from Bedikas Chametz and Hechsher Kelim and all kinds of things, and then also the Leil HaSeder. So in that Perush, there's one line that directly speaks to this issue. He says, the chametz that's up in the ceiling is not matzir liyado. It's a way of saying that it's not bayir b'bayim matzeh. It's so away from everything. So b'meila, it's not shayach to bayir b'bayim matzeh. It's, I guess, a possible comparison would be there's a Mishnah later on, daf lamed aleph. Chametz dinafal av mapoles. If you have a chametz under a rubble, so if it's under a rubble, it's kareu kimivur. It's considered like it were destroyed. So it could be that this situation of chametz b'shmei korah is analogous to that. Now lemaisa, there is a Rashi, there's a Gemara there that says you have to do bittul, but Rashi learns that bittul is a nuchshash that you might uncover the rubble and end up having to find the chametz. And then you might end up being violating it when you uncover the rubble. But if not for the fact that you might uncover the rubble, it sounds like even bittul is not necessary. The Tosus, Rabbeinu Peretz, argues on Rashi. He assumes that you need bittul regardless. And the Gemara means a whole separate halacha of bittul, a separate inyan. You'll see the Rabbeinu Peretz over there. But from Rashi, it sounds like if you have chametz under a rubble, so the only reason why the Gemara says you need bittul is because you might uncover the rubble, and then there you have it. It's matzui. But short of that, if it stays under the rubble, so then it's not b'yirai b'yimatzei. So in a similar way, if chametz b'shmei korah is not b'yirai b'yimatzei because it's totally away from everything. So that would be the answer why Rashi wouldn't have that consideration in the case of the Gemara Daf Yud. So the only shaila in the Gemara is, but what if it falls down? It's interesting. If it falls down, maybe it could be b'yirai b'yimatzei as well. But the Gemara doesn't ask it from that perspective. The Gemara says if it falls down, you might come to eat it. Anyway, you have to know that was, but Tosus thought that was a raya, that the whole Bedikas Chametz is a gzera that you not come to eat it. Now, Tosus, yeah.
I don't really understand the way Rashi would respond back to Tosus. Wouldn't the whole point of Bedika would be to find Chametz that you don't know about? Because like you're searching for it. If you know about it, you're not searching for it. It's right in front of you. You get rid of it anyways.
Assuming you didn't do, if you didn't do Bittul, for example, then you for sure need to take it and get rid of it. It's not just searching. The halacha of searching, as we said before, bidika is really one halacha with biur. So it's basically search and destroy, right? That's what bidika is. So why wouldn't there be halacha based on our Mishnah, based on Bayeroa, not to buy Bayeroa, to have to search and destroy the Chametz B'Shmei Korah? And the Gemara only says that maybe the Shaila is, they weren't matriach you to go with the ladder, or maybe it will fall down, you'll eat it. Tosus saw in that Gemara that the basis for Bedikas Chametz is not that you're not come to eat it. Rashi learns Bedikas Chametz is in a case where you don't know if there's Chametz, and that was a Gzeira, and that was a Takana not to rely on Bittul, because you might end up owning Chametz. Tosus is, again, well, now we're with Tosus. So Tosus is learning that the point of this Mishnah is basically Bayira Bayin Matzeh we took care of. Because Habodek Sarchivata, we know this Bittul. Bittul takes care of, Tosus hopes it's because of Hefker, however it works, Bittul gets rid of any problem of Bayira violation. But there's a halacha, a takana midrabanan, that we should be search and destroy chametz, because otherwise you might come to eat chametz. That's Tosus. Why only here by chametz? Tosus says, "Tosus v'hatam shechmiru kan tfei mibishar isuri hana." So hutzvach levara. Tosus focuses here on biur. We find other isuri hana. And we don't find by those cases that there's a halacha that you're required to burn them. And yet here there's a halacha mit hachamim, lest you come to eat it. I by Yisrael and Nar as well, lest you come to be nichshol, you'll be nene. Now Tosis says Yisrael hana. Tosis didn't say Yisrael achila. Why didn't Tosis ask Yisrael achila? So the Maharsha assumes Tosis would not be bothered by Yisrael achila. In Maisa Rabbeinu Peretz, when he brings this, you have to track the Tosis with Rabbeinu Peretz. So he brings kashis from Chela Vidam, from cases of also cases of Yisuri Achila too. So there it's Yisuri Achila. So he gives the same teretz that Tosis is going to say, because here by Chametz you're not used to separating from Chametz and therefore more concerned. But the Masha says Tosis didn't ask for Yisuri Achila. He only asked for Yisuri Hana. So Mistama the Pshat is because Yisuri Achila, we're not going to require you to burn it because you might want to get hana from it. So why would we want to burn it if it could be benefited from? So therefore, Tosis only was bothered by Yisurei hana. So what's Tosis kasha? That why don't we find halacha of biur? I guess bedika doesn't make sense. You don't really have it in your house. Whatever. Arla, kilaya karen. But why don't we find a halacha of biur by Yisurei Hana, like we find over here, Bedika and Bior by Chametz. Now, at first glance, Tosis is very difficult. Don't we know by Yisurei Hana that there is halacha to get rid of them, to destroy them? Don't we know? The Mishnah at the end of Temura talks about two categories of Yisurei Hana. There's a category of called Nisrafin and Nikbarin. There are some Yisurei Hana that are burnt and some that are buried. Basically, there is halacha that one is mechuyev to destroy Yisuri Hana. They're aser b'hana, they have to be destroyed. So what was Tosis asking? That v'atam she'achmiru kan tfei mibishar Yisuri Hana, sh'lo hitzricho levaram. Tosis goes on to distinguish. But we do find by other Yisuri Hana that there is halacha to destroy them. So the Achronim are very, try to figure out what Tosis had in mind, Chana and others. I would say a simple, one of the Achronim says like this, makes sense, Shik maybe, others, that in a chinami, of course you have to destroy it, but it's not like you have to destroy it instantly, you have to do it right away. There's halachas, reason magdim in the mitzvahs, okay. So if let's say you wait a day or two or three, so you didn't fulfill his reason magdim in the mitzvahs. But there's no iser inherent in holding on for a day or two or three, postponing your burning of your arla for the convenient time 2 days later. We're not afraid that you're going to be nena over 2 days. Of course, if you say I'm going to wait 2 years, might be a problem. But for a short term, you can wait a few days. There's no halacha to do it immediately. Reason magdim, that's about it. But there's no halacha inherent in the biur of Yisuri Hana that it has to be done immediately, if not sooner. By she'ekin b'chametz, the halacha is that we have to make sure you burn your chametz right now. And every second that you wait, when the time comes, that you're not supposed to hold on to it. There's isur. So Tosis means, why do we find that over here more than other places? That could be what Tosis had in mind. So Tosis gives chilukim. Mishum the chametz mutter kol hashana, you eat chametz all year round. V'lo nesa rak bePesach, it's only aser on Pesach. V'lo bedili minei, and people therefore are not separating from chametz. People are used to having chametz. Where do we find such a svara that there's a chash that you might come to eat chametz specifically because you're used to it? Kida amar lekaman daf yud aleph. So Tosis refers to the following Gemara. Let me spell it out. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda Machokes Tanoim, whether you should do Bedikas Chametz on Pesach itself. So Rabbi Yehuda says, and the Chachamim say, the issue has to do with, are we afraid that when you're going to end up eating the Chametz? And the Gemara has steerus between Rabbi Yehuda from another place in Rabbi Yehuda, that he doesn't seem to be concerned that you might come to eat something that's usher. And here he is concerned. He says, you can't let you do bedika at a point that you might come to eat it. The Chachamim hold that if you're mamish looking for the chametz to destroy it, we're not afraid you're going to eat it at a time like that. Rabbi Yehuda says that, no, you might come to eat it. So the Gemara has to Rabbi Yehuda. Here he's worried you might come to eat it. And by Chadash, in that situation, we don't seem concerned that you might come to eat it at the point that Chadash is still usher, they can still have the Chadash on the market and getting ready to bring it to the market, even though you still can't eat it till the Omer is brought. So the Gemara says the difference is Chametz versus Isser Chadash. Abaye says, over there, Chadash Badominei, Chametz Lo Badominei. Chadash people know to separate from, so those few hours when the Chadash is available and you might come to eat it, we're not worried you're going to come to eat it. But chametz, which is something that you're used to eating all year round, dear Rabbi Yehuda is worried that you might come to eat it. So Tosis uses that svara over here. That the fact that you might come to eat it, more likely you come to eat it because you're not separating all year round from chametz. That's one reason why they made the Isser here to be mevayered right away, as we said. That's one svara. That's Tosis svara number one. The lo dami, it's unlike basav chalav. These are always Surei Hana, right? Basav chalav, arla, v'kloya kerem. All those things, we don't find you have a mitzvah levayer miyad. She'isuram noeg iser olam. Those isurim are always noeg, so therefore, naturally, you're going to be, it's a taboo. You're not going to try to come and take hana from it. Therefore, the chachamim don't have to be concerned and make a halacha that you must destroy right away. But here, the mashal runs into a problem. The nazir nami, Isure Sharilachrini. So Tosu says Nazir. Nazir is what Isser? A Nazir is Asir B'yayin. Bachila or Bahana, Rabosai? Bachila, Bahana as well? No. Isser Yayin the Nazir is only Bachila. The Mashal made a point that Tosu is specifically only asking from Isure Hana. So what's Tosu saying Nazir? So the Rabbeinu Peretz, he's asking from even Isure Achila. So for him, he can mention Nazir, but Tosus, who according to the Mashal, did not want to ask for Isuri Achila. That Tosus never was saying you should destroy it. You might want to get Hanah for it. You're not going to require to destroy it. Mashal's Magia here, not Nazir, but Neder. Neder is an Isur Hanah. So Tosus meant Neder. Rabbeinu Peretz, he says Nazir. What does Tosus mean to answer? It's Lachrini, Shari Lachrini. So it's Shari Lachrini. It's Mutter for other people. So what does Tosus mean? Therefore what? Therefore the Chachamim did not want to make a requirement to destroy it. Why? Because it's mutter for other people. So what does Tosus mean? Therefore what? Because it's mutter for other people, stummy means, so you don't want to destroy it, and maybe someone else wants to have it, right? That could be. That's one way to read it. The other way is maybe because since it's mutter for others, so it gives you more reason to remember that it's usher for you. Maybe Tosus means like that. The Me'iri says both svaras. Iri says because it's mutter for others, so it's going to be, you'll be mindful of it because it's mutter for others and only usher to you. Or because Tosus means because other people might want to have it, so they want to destroy it. All of this, Rabosai, is one reason, I'm coming to the end, it's one reason why they made a gzeira to destroy chametz and they didn't make a gzeira, because you might come to eat it, and they didn't make a gzeira by other isurim, isurei hana, or maybe Surya Achila, according to Rabbeinu Peretz. One reason. What's the reason? Chametz is lo badomine. There's another reason, Tosu says. And then the question is there a nafkamina between the two reasons? We'll just read another one or two. Tosu says, inami. Another possible reason to distinguish between why chametz, chachamim require biur, lest you come to eat it, and by other Isurei Hana, or maybe Isurei Achila, according to the Rabbeinu Peretz, they did not make a gzeira that you have to be boer via the Isurei Hana right away. Why? Inami shiny chametz deachmira bo Torah laver bayra bayimatze. Since the Torah, you see, gave a strong Isur bayra bayimatze, he can't even own chametz. Therefore, you see there's something severe about chametz. It's a bayira associated with chametz. You can't even own chametz. Hechmiru chachamim, livdok ulevaro. Afilu hecha debitlo. Yishem duma asi limeichle. So because of the fact that chametz has this extra iser bayira bayimatze, so that's why the chachamim felt that even though you did bitl, we still want you to search and destroy the chametz because you might come to eat it. Masha'enkein arla kilo yakerem, that doesn't, there's no halacha bayirah over there. So there the chachamim didn't require biur right away. The question that's now going to come up in the second half of Tosfos, we have to look at for tomorrow, Mirzah Hashem, and then hopefully get on to the Ran. So the issue is the following. The issue of chametz for Bal Yerabai Yimotzei, so there are different types of chametz. So there's chametz gamur, and there's chametz that we could call chametz that's eno gamur. For example, chametz ayde taroves, that means taroves chametz. There's chametz mixed in, but it's a compound, it's not pure chametz. Or what we call chametz nuksha. Chametz nuksha means that it's not so edible, it's not called chametz gamur. Now, there's a shmachokes, how to read pshat in the Mishnah in the third parak, regarding the list in that Mishnah of chametz nuksha and chametz ayde taroves. The Mishnah's words were egul ovrin. The shaila is, what does ovrin mean? So basically, you'll take a look, you'll see Tosfos is going to refer to it here, and it's in the Rush in the third parak, that does the Mishnah mean it's clearly not going to have kares, that's for sure. But, and there is an isra achila. We learn that komach metzes lo socheilu is marben isra achila for these things. It's not so edible, but it could be eaten. Taroves, it certainly could be eaten. Question is there a bal yerah bal yimatzei? Machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. The question is as follows. According to Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that those examples in Mishnah, for example, Chametz Nukshe, does not have Bal Yeroa, comes out that the second Svara that Tosfos just gave to explain why there's a halacha bedikas Chametz and Bir Chametz, even after Bittul, the second Svara doesn't hold. Only the first Svara holds. The first Svara was that the Chachamim require Bidik O Biur on Chametz because Shema Yabal Achlo. Shema Yabal Achlo. Because what? Because people are not avoiding Chametz all year round. So that reason could be a reason for Chametz Nukshe as well, that the Chachamim require Bidik O Biur. But according to the second Svara, that the reason why the Chachamim made a requirement over here, Bedika or Biur, unlike Hilaya Kerem and Arla, is because Chametz has Bayir Bayimatse. Yeah, but what about the Chametz that doesn't have Bayir Bayimatse? So it could come out that according to that reason, there'd be no halacha, Bedika's Chametz, or Biur Chametz on Chametz Nukshe. So that's apparently what the Rush holds. What Tosfos is now about to tell us in the Rashba of Tosfos, that is, the Tosfos Rashmi Shans, is that no, once there's already a Gzeira that the Chachamim said to do Bidiko Biur, Shema Yabal Achlo, because of the reasons that we just gave, even though those reasons might not apply to all cases of Chametz, the reason of Bayir Rabbi Yimatsi doesn't apply, according to Rabbeinu Tam, by Chametz Nukshe, but once the Chachamim said you have to do Bidiko Biur on Chametz, it's going to be halacha across the board. We're not going to distinguish between this type of chametz and that type of chametz. That's basically what the rest of the Tosfos is going to discuss. You'll take a look carefully at it, and you'll see what it is. And this is lafuke, what the Rush apparently holds, that in a chenami, there is, in fact, a nafkamina between the two reasons. But again, what comes out from today is Rashi and Tosfos are totally different perspectives on the pshat and the Mishnah. According to Rashi, the din of the Mishnah, even if it's a din of Rabbanan, it's the halacha drabanan to do the bittul, to do the bediko beer that the Torah would have required you to do without the bittul, the Chacham wants you to do it anyway. So it's for the same matara, same purpose as what would have been done had you not done the bittul, and the concern could very well be that you didn't do the bittul right. Even if you want to make the concern based on not eating it, but the bottom line is the Chachamim are requiring to do the same halacha of bediko beer that the Torah would mandate, even though, even in the presence of Bittul, nothing changed. The Tosfos, everything changed. If you have Bittul, we're no longer within the realm of Bayir Bayimatzei. Why the Chacham required Bedikas Chametz? New halacha. A takana, Shema Yavala Achlo. Over here, they made Gzeira by Isuri Hanar. Other cases, they didn't make Gzeira for the reasons Tosfos discusses. Bottom line is, it's a whole new halacha. The Bedik of Delraisa is not alluded to anywhere in the Mishnah. There's a whole new halacha of Bedikas Rabbanan. A lot of this will have ramifications for many, many Gemaras that we're going to see later on, the Inyan of Bracha, Bedikas Chametz, and other sugyas as well that we're going to see. Rabosai, thank you all for staying with it. Wish everybody a wonderful day, and we should continue to learn together. Okay, Bracha Vatzlacha.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.